We have an excellent subject to address, and that is skill in communication. If we're going to be effective shepherds, we have to be good at communication. We are in the people business, which means if we're in the people business, we're in the communication business. We're also in the education business. We are to be communicating news. We actually have very, very good news, and it's the gospel. And then the wonderful teachings of Christ and his apostles. We are constantly involved in communication. Not only are we involved with teaching, not only are we involved with giving the gospel, but much of our work is done on a personal basis, in private, one-on-one with people. In fact, we accomplish much more than we realize in personal conversation. And so we need to be very aware of our communication abilities and be seeking all the time to improve our ability to communicate. Now, this is something we should understand because the Bible tells us that our God is a God who communicates. He speaks, and he made us to speak. That's part of what we call the divine image within man, the imago Dei. God speaks, he's made us to speak. In fact, the prophets would often make fun of the idols because idols can't speak. But the true, the living God is a God who verbalizes, and he's made us to verbalize. He's made us to talk to him and to talk and communicate with one another. And you know, he's made us in a way that we can communicate very, very complex ideas and great thoughts, mighty thoughts. We can think and communicate to other people. In fact, it's very interesting that when we go to the book of Genesis, we see that sin ruined communication. Let me just read to you a verse here, a few verses in Genesis 3, verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But when the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" Notice, the Lord God, at the very beginning of creating man and woman, communicated with them. But when sin came into the garden, they hid from God. They were not comfortable with God. The same thing is true today. Without the Holy Spirit within us, we run from God. We like idols who don't speak. So we have been made to speak, and much of our work is done in speech. It's an amazing tool God has given us. So we want to first of all look at good principles for good communication. Good principles, or we could call it general principles of good communication. If we do not have good communication, we will cause many, many problems in the church. Problems that shouldn't even occur because we're poor communicators and we don't direct people properly and we leave people in the dark, and then we wonder why we frustrate people. So let's look at eight principles in our time together right now. Number one, be aware that skillful communication is hard work and takes effort. It is hard work. Most people, and I have to say this, especially men, are lazy communicators. They often don't care to expend the energy needed to communicate well, to take the time that is needed or the effort that's needed. One of the reasons we make the effort, and for some people it is more effort than the others, is because we love people. And if we love them, we want to talk with them and communicate with them. Proverbs 27:5 says, "Better is open rebuke than love that is concealed." What good is love if we don't ever say it, that we love the other person? People desperately need to hear from us. They want to hear from us. We're their leaders. We're their shepherds, their guides. They long to talk with us. And what do we want? What are our values? What is the vision for the church? They want to hear these things. If you're a leader, you need to be able to speak and to speak effectively. I think of the Apostle Paul. Much of his speech was done in the presence of people, in churches and in public, but he also did much through writing. And through his writings, we see that he was a very, Very effective communicator. And he's communicating cross-culturally. He's communicating in a culture, a Palestinian culture, is highly traditional. Then he communicates in a culture like Corinth, which is highly liberal. And so he was able to speak through both cultures and to speak effectively and deal with serious, serious problems and to encourage people and challenge people. He was a very effective communicator. And may I say that our Lord Jesus Christ also was a very effective communicator. So, if we want to be good communicators, we're going to have to be aware that it is work and it's effort, and we're going to have to want to improve. We can't be lazy or just cavalier and say, well, it doesn't matter, I'm made this way. No, you can change. I had a man tell me this story. He said, I realized there was a very quiet person and I had a hard time speaking. And one day I had a confrontation with the Lord and I said, Lord, it's very hard for me to speak. I'm not a communicator naturally. I just assume let other people talk. But you put me in a position to lead people and care for people. Lord, help me to be a better communicator. And from that point on, he worked at opening his mouth and speaking to people and listening to people carefully and wanting to improve his communication skills. And today, he's a very excellent communicator. You can change. You can improve, but you have to desire to do this. You have to love people. You have to want to do this. So be aware that it is hard work and you will have to make the effort. Second, learn to speak gently, calmly, graciously, and tactfully. Now, where did I get that? Well, Proverbs is the great book about communication. And in the book of Proverbs, we learn that the most frequent proverb is about speech. How to speak properly. Now remember, this is written for the king's sons and daughters, and so they are to be preparing themselves for the court. And one of the things that makes a wise leader is good communication. How to speak properly and how not to speak. So let me just look at a few principles that literally have saved my life. First of all, Proverbs 15:1, if you don't know it, memorize it now. Don't let another day go by. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Oh, I'll tell you, that has saved me so many problems. Notice what the writer says. It's good communication skill. A gentle answer turns away wrath. I remember one time a man called me, and oh, was he angry? I could just hear his anger through the phone. He was yelling. He was so angry. He was just on the verge of tears. His daughter had been put out of the youth group because of her behavior. It was so bad, the youth leader had to ask her to leave. Oh, was he mad. He said every bad thing he could about this youth leader. Now, why he was calling me, I don't know. But he must have thought I was going to be a sympathetic person to him. Well, I could tell he was very angry, and if I responded in anger, I would have stirred up his anger worse. And so, when he stopped, I lowered my voice. I spoke very softly and gently so that he had to listen very carefully. And I said to him, I said, Bob, I know this hurt. This is your daughter. I have four daughters. I know things like this hurt. But Bob, you have to trust that this is the best thing for her. It will awaken her. It will help her. You need to let the Lord handle this now. And Bob, you're not getting all the truth. You're getting this filtered through your daughter who is not telling you the whole story. This is a very tragic situation. Can we let the Lord work? And I could just hear him calm down, and I could just hear him just mildly weep. This hurt him. So a gentle, soft answer just calmed his anger. Let me tell you, my friends, this is wise counsel, wise counsel. But a harsh word, well, it just makes things worse. Stirs up people's anger and they get crazier. And they get more violent and more exaggerated. Proverbs 16:21, sweetness of speech increases persuasiveness. Yes, if you learn to speak tactfully and skillfully, you'll be able to convince people and persuade people in a way that you want to persuade them, because much of life as leaders is to persuade people and to help them change their thinking or maybe to present new ideas. We have to do it with tact and skill, sweetness of speech, not with bashing them on the head with a club. That doesn't get anywhere. And then Proverbs 25:15, By forbearance, a ruler may be persuaded. A soft tongue breaks the bone. Well, now in the ancient world, if you broke a bone, you were in real trouble. To break a bone, which is very hard, takes a very hard hit. But he says here, a soft tongue breaks a bone. In other words, a soft, gentle response or presentation has a way of breaking some of the hardest arguments or changing hard-hearted people. It's persuasive. And you will find much of your work is doing that very thing. You need to help people to get them together, to accept new ideas, new proposals, to make changes, accept certain teachings. So a lot of your work is going to be in persuading people. And then Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10:1, now I, Paul, myself, urge you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Our Lord Jesus was meek and gentle. And Paul says, having that disposition, I'm going to talk to you about some very, very difficult things in your church. This was a troubled church and a difficult group of people to deal with. But he says, I'm going to urge you by Christ's meekness and gentleness. And then Ephesians 4:29, a very important verse to grasp and to know well. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth. Now notice that you are not to let any unwholesome speak or unhealthy or bad speech come out of your mouth. But only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. And so we are to be the kind of speaker who edifies and builds people up, and we are appropriate in the way we speak at the moment. And then he says a very interesting thing, we minister grace to those who hear us. How important it is to have wholesome words and to be careful of exaggerated, inflammatory speech or crass or crude speech, not out of the mouth of a man or woman of God. And then Colossians 4:6, let your speech always be with grace, graciousness or attractiveness, as though seasoned with salt. In the ancient world, meat was very hard and had to be beaten and beaten and softened, and then you seasoned it with salt in order to eat it. Well, when you speak, you should speak with graciousness and attractiveness, salted so that it is received by those you speak with. And so we learn to speak gently and calmly and graciously and tactfully. How important it is, Proverbs teaches us, to be a tactful speaker, a persuasive speaker, a calm speaker, a speaker who has his words under control, and they are always wholesome, and they build people up, and they're appropriate for the moment. Do you know, if you're that kind of leader, people want to come to you. You'll be able to move people's hearts and minds, unite people together and move them forward. So let us all keep working hard at being excellent communicators as leaders.